listeners, Natalie here. Before we get into our episode this week with Donna Staker, I wanted to invite you to do something fun that we've never done before that we're doing over on Instagram this week. We are memorizing scripture together. Daisy has chosen Psalm 100, that's just 5 short verses, and every day we're memorizing a verse. So by Thanksgiving, we'll have memorized the whole of Psalm 100. So if you're interested in joining us, you can head over to Instagram. We're at Dayton Women in the Word, and you can find the first couple days of our challenge over there and begin memorizing the scripture with us. We've already had some cool ways of helping to memorize. I've got it up on my chalkboard in my house. Sammy has been writing it on her hand to help her remember. So it's really just cool for us to all be memorizing together and to think about all the women all around the city who are dwelling on Psalm 100 this week. So if that interests you, head over to Instagram and join us. And now enjoy this episode of the podcast. Good morning. Welcome back to the Dayton Women in the Word podcast. This is Natalie Herr with the croaky voice this morning. And I'm here with Daisy Dronin, who you got to meet in episode 8, a few episodes back. She's co-hosting with me today. And we've got our friend Donna Staker here with us. You guys want to say hello?
Hello.
Before we get started, we just wanted to first say happy Thanksgiving week. We're not recording this week. This has been recorded a while ago, but we wanted to extend happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's listening and hope that you get to spend some time with your families and really thanking the Lord for all the wonderful things he's done for us this year. One more thing is to remind you guys that our winter gathering is coming up on Tuesday, December 6th at FCF Dayton. For more information on that, you can visit our website at DaytonWomenInTheWord.com. And now let's get into our conversation with Donna. Donna, welcome. We're excited to have you.
Excited to be here.
Yeah. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your family, about how long you've been in Dayton?
Well, I've been a lifelong resident of Centerville, pretty much grown up. I was married. I was in Springfield, but I've always been in the area. So I grew up in the northern part of Centerville. I have a couple brothers and a sister. And so just, you know, always enjoyed living here. I have 3 boys, Alan, Brian, and Ian, who just about to turn the age up and birthday, so I'll have all teenagers. So kind of a milestone, you know, we're reaching there. So
that sounds busy too. I mean, we're busy with little ones, but 3 teenagers sounds busy too.
Busy in a different way. We just finished football season that my youngest plays, so that's nice to have that off the plate.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, why don't we get right into it and talk about what your relationship with the Word is. What does it look like for Donna getting in the Word every day right now?
So I've started, I've never taken the time to read the Bible all the way through.
Okay.
So I've done studies, you know, attended church, you know, whatnot. So heard the Word, but always in bits and pieces and here and there. So, you know, and read different places that it's important, you know, at least once a year to read the Bible, you know, from the beginning to the end. So just recently I started just doing that at home on my own. So what I've been doing, I marked the date in my Bible that I started. So, and I don't pressure myself so that if I miss some days, I'm not like beating myself up. Yeah. Oh, you didn't do this today. So I try not to go more than a few days without having done it, because I do like to read. I read other books or, you know, listening. Like the other night, I listened to Mindy's podcast. So getting something nurturing in me, you know, in some way or form. But I think it's been really great just starting from the beginning and then getting a bigger picture of the whole thing of what God is doing, how he moves in people's lives. And one of the things that's really struck me lately is that how God is always with us, you know, no matter what your circumstances, you know, in the beginning and, you know, going with, you know, Abraham and Joseph, the promises that he made to them. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always encouraging them to keep going. And, you know, this covenant that I've made with you,
right?
You know, I will make it happen.
Yeah.
Right. And where are you at now in that?
I am just finished, like, with Genesis. Yeah, so I'm actually in Exodus. So I had gone through the part where he had, you know, sent Moses, you know, and of course Moses questioned several times, mm-hmm. you know, God, I'm not the right person.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know, who am I to do this? I don't speak eloquently.
Right.
You know, and God's like, well, I've got that covered. You know, Aaron's going to go with you and he can help speak for you and get your message across. So I've read that. They had been, you know, and went and met with Pharaoh.
Right.
And asked him repeatedly. And God said, you know, well, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart.
Right.
And, you know, he's going to promise, yes, I'll do this. But as soon as the pressure was taken off of him, he said, no, I'm not going to release the people.
Yeah. Right.
So, really, you know, then the next plague came and it kept going until, you know, it came to where the firstborn were taken. And finally, you know, Pharaoh's like, okay, I see the light.
That was it,
You know, all your Hebrews can go now.
So you're about to get into a really cool place after Exodus.
Yeah.
You're getting to, you know, Leviticus and Numbers, and those are going to be a little bit tougher, but I'm going to just encourage you to keep going, because
if you need some Leviticus cheerleaders,
we will help you.
We're
out.
Your people.
We have found some amazing truth, you know, nuggets
Leviticus.
In those two books for sure. But when you start off in a chapter that is just talking about this family member, I mean, it goes on and on and
the
on.
Genealogy,
you know, so it's just really, it could be a little bit dry, but then you find little nuggets even in those, like, you know, the Lord never departed from them, or the Lord extended their territory, or whatever it was. So it's really exciting once you get there, for sure.
Well, and I know Debbie's mentioned that. Debbie Poole, one of the older attendees at church.
Your mentor,
just a mentor,
right?
Yeah. But just a super great person in the Word, you know, when talking, because she was talking about reading all the genealogies one day and like, oh, you know, about to snooze through that. But then realizing the importance, you know, each person's mentioned for a reason. Like, God knows each one of us by name.
Yes.
So there is, even though it might be dry, it's important.
It is, for sure. I love that.
I heard somewhere, I'm talking about the genealogies, like, what's important for us to see is that, like you said, they're real people that are recorded, but especially for, you know, the genealogy of Christ, like, people, some people would see just the fact that his name was recorded and realize that he was a real person, you know?
Right.
So there is importance to those genealogies, even if we feel like they might be a little bit of a
slog. The redemption in Christ's genealogy makes me want to jump up and down every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, my girl Rahab, Ruth, you know, I'm just like, yes, there's hope for
right,
me.
Because of all the people and the circumstances they've done and the things not in line with God and how he wouldn't want us to live.
Yeah. Right.
And yet there's still that redemption.
I love it.
He redeems it all. So it seems like you've got a good plan going and kind of a good rhythm to your Bible reading. Is this normal for you, or what does it look like in other seasons of your life?
It's just, I've gone through, I mean, some dry spells. I don't know, maybe just when life gets overwhelming, then it's easier to turn to other outlets to kind of get a break, you know, and not worry about things. And I think that's, I've, you know, in thinking about talking today and that's probably when I've pulled away, not praying like I should, you know, not reading like I should. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's just sometimes, you know, the stress of being a single parent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that is, can you, share with us a little bit about that kind of unique experience that you have of, you know, there's you have a different maybe perspective than we do as far as like accountability and being in the Word. You know, you don't have
someone maybe in your house all the time that is asking you, like, have you read your Bible today or whatever. So,
Definitely, my boys definitely aren't asking me, Mom, did you read today?
So,
they might ask me about the scores or, Mom, let me tell you about this player, that player, but
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah. How has the Lord carried you in that?
I think it's just a definite pulling of God on me, just like starting to read it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something that I've heard. It's been kind of there, but for whatever reason, you know, I've taken action on that now. And I think just through other spots, things that have happened at church where, like, I received a letter to asking for help in our little coffee shop downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the secretary told me I was the only one who even responded
right
to that. So I think it's just that the call that I have responded when, you know, help has been asked for, you know, that God, you know, is definitely, you know, definitely has a plan and is pulling me in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know I've experienced some of that goodness and blessing because I have put out calls for help and then Donna has come. So I can totally see your heart of servanthood. You love to serve. You love people. And so it's really hard for me because I also want to be a servant. But in my house, I get a break. So Josh can come home and I can go serve or I can take a break, you know. So tell us, you know, how the Lord gives you those times of rest as a single parent for you to be able to say even yes to the call of help from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it helps that my kids are older, so it's not like I have to find a sitter.
Right.
Or, you know, they can stay home and take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's a part that's getting easier
mm-hmm.
in being a single parent, because I've been a single parent for almost like 10 years now.
Wow.
And it's definitely, you know, had its struggles. It's really difficult sometimes because their dad hasn't always been really involved. So it's like on me to try to be both parents.
Right.
And instill, you know, the values and a good work ethic and all of these things that normally, you know, would be shared.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, I mean, that's frustrating because I feel because, you know, you can read different things about how important it is and they're the kid's identity with the same-sex parent.
Yeah. Right.
So trying to combat some of what he doesn't do.
Right.
You know, and say... So, I mean, that's definitely a struggle and I have my moments,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it gets a little stressed. But I think the one thing that's really helped in getting into the Word and getting more involved is that I'm calmer. And I don't react the way that I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, that definitely helps. But I think, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, like they're like, you know, I don't understand how you do it. But it's a day by day thing.
Right.
You know, so obviously for whatever reason, you know, God placed me in this situation where I am a single parent. And I've questioned a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
why. You know, was I married to this person? Why did this happen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So sometimes it's hard to reason, and I'm trying to get to the place where I don't question him,
yeah.
you know, or wonder why,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't think that's always really productive.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just, you know, accepting it as it is and
mm-hmm.
just doing the best I can.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times I feel like, you know, I'm not able to do everything I can because I don't have the time
right.
or the resources, the finances
mm-hmm.
to be able to give them all the things that I would like to do.
Right.
So that part is frustrating and hard.
Right. But I love how you said, you know, I questioned and I wondered, and those don't surprise God. Like, he's okay with those
mm-hmm.
questions and those wonderings, and he wants you to come to him with them. You know, sometimes instead of coming to him with them, we become bitter inside because we want to keep them inside and we want to say, just suck it up. But it's not about that, right? It's about coming
right.
to the Lord and saying, I don't understand, but what I do know is that you are good
mm-hmm.
and that your mercies are new every morning. So I've seen that in your life, and it's so exciting for me to see that, you know, just continue to blossom in you. So be encouraged in that.
Did you know the Lord in those early years of being a single parent?
No. In fact, I haven't grown up in a family that attended church. So really, until I had attended Southbrook for a couple years, because I had some friends that went there. But just my experience there, and for me, I didn't gain from attending church there that I have at Bethel. I know much more about the Word. I can quote the Word and know much more about the relationship with God than there. I mean, for me, the smaller setting and more intimate. And I had some personal relationships with some of the people going to Bethel when I started going there. And really, my boys were invited there first. So they started going to the Wednesday night youth group. And then, you know, it was finally like, you know, because I would just, like, sit out in my car and read, like, when they were on Wednesday nights. And finally, I guess, you know, word got around that as I'm, like, sitting out in my car, like, you need to come inside, you know. So eventually, you know, I started attending there. And, you know, I'm so glad that I have. But just having not grown, the events, the different things that have happened in my life, I can see, even though I wasn't raised in a church-going family, I can see how God has been there all along, you know, whether I actually knew it or not. He's been there and protecting me through different things and, you know, bringing me along patiently.
As he does with all of us. Do you have any light bulb moments or times that the Lord really spoke loudly to you through the Word, or just in your life, any kind of touchstone times that were really important to you that you would want to share?
I think one of them was, I had just been recommended, and before I really started attending at Bethel, to read The Purpose-Driven Life. And at the end of that was a statement about the importance of fellowship and, you know, being around other, you know, church members, whatever, you know, attending and having that time with them. And so that's, I think, what really got me going, oh, you know, I need to attend church.
Right.
So that kind of started the process. And there's just been, you know, different things I've noticed at different times, like the same verses will pop up in different situations. You know, like, from a church service to something I just happen to catch, you know, through an online article or something, the same verse.
Right.
So, you know, notice that happening. So, and like one of those verses was from Habakkuk on 2:3. It talks about slowly, steadily, the vision will be fulfilled. And if it seems slow, wait patiently for it. For surely will take place. You know, I will not be delayed. You know, several times at different places I've had that pop up. So, you know, I just keep thinking. I don't think God has fully revealed yet. You know, Donna, this is your purpose. You know, this is where I want to go. But gradually, you know, little bits and things have been happening lately. You know, opportunities are opening up. So I think that's definitely, you know, to take that to heart and keep in mind, you know, and ponder, okay, you know, maybe. And it was funny because I was just talking last night with a lady who did a podcast and talking about, you know, how we see ourselves and the labels that we put on ourselves.
Right.
And how other people see us are completely different. So it's like funny to see some of the things that have been mentioned to me or whatever, you know, like really surprised me or, you know, took me by surprise. Because it's like, you know, I never would have, because of the interactions or whatever hasn't been brought up before, you know, like, oh my God, I'm surprised that this person's thinking this about me.
Right.
Or sees, you know, sees that quality in me. So.
And when you say thinks this about me, you're talking about like something that's encouraging and.
Correct.
Something that gives you courage to take the next step in whatever God's calling you to.
Right. Because just, and recently we had talked in church about, you know, what you see in the mirror isn't really correct. So even like if in your own house, if you went in front of different mirrors, your appearance is going to be different. Like, think if you go to the fun house.
Right.
And you
yeah.
see how the mirrors distort you.
Yeah.
And so what you're really seeing isn't the real you. That's not what God sees.
Right.
Yeah.
So just as what other people see you
mm-hmm.
is not the way that you necessarily you see yourself. So I think that's, you know, just one of the big things lately.
Right. And then you mentioned about fellowship and community. And I believe the Lord uses that to do that in us, because sometimes we feel like, I don't know how to do things. I don't know why I even bother, right? And then somebody will say, "Yo, I'm so encouraged by the time that you had me over for dinner," or whatever it was. It wasn't even something really big. But when we're in community, we're seeing the things that Jesus is doing in your life, because we are looking from the outside in. As opposed to inside, sometimes we get all lost in our crazy thoughts of inadequacy and I can't be who God wants me to be. But we, as your community, you know, in Christ, we see the work that he's doing in your life. So that's really encouraging for those people who might be afraid to be in community. Your community has played a huge role in your life for getting into the Word of God.
Right.
Love that.
We talked a little bit about dry seasons earlier, but would you say that right now is more of a full season for you in the Word? I could tell how excited,
yeah.
how excited you were
tell,
about,
yeah.
About reading the Bible through from start to finish. And I think that's really cool. Is there anything else that, I mean, this is sort of a leading question because I know that you are involved in a community group, but what other encouragements has God placed in your life to be in the Word and community?
So just taking part, you know, taking part in church, helping out with the, you know, the coffee area,
mm-hmm.
you know, stepping up, you know, attending. I've been blessed with the IF group and Daisy's leadership. You know, and being invited to, you know, become a part of that leadership, you know, is just such an honor, and been thinking about it, you know, and it's just keeping in mind wanting to do the right thing by God, and how he wants us to bless everyone, and not thinking, oh, you know, this is a great time for me to sell myself. You know, this isn't about me. Because, you know, it's put something, you know, in Daisy's heart that, you know, that she's prayed about it or whatever and said, okay, you know, I'm going to invite Donna in. So just keeping an open mind, because I know it's easy to get wrapped up and think, you know, start thinking about, oh, what do other people think of me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing it exactly right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I doing it for the right motivations? You know,
mm-hmm.
is it really about me, or is it about me, you know, helping others and letting God
yeah.
flow through me?
Yeah, and God's Word brings that to bear on us. Like, when we read it, he reminds us of ways that we are being obedient and places where maybe we need to examine closer.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things with that, too, is just focusing on how I spend my time. So
mm-hmm.
really, you know, thinking about what I'm doing in my spare time.
Right.
When I have that time in the evening, you know, or you just sit in front of the TV, or, you know what, turn it off, do the Bible reading.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, or listening to music, or something like that that's more constructive.
Yeah.
Right.
Than playing on the tablet or
doing
doing whatever else, you know. So, I mean, I have, because it's hard to change sometimes, because it's like you get, you know, I kind of have my days set.
Right.
How they go. So if they don't go and I don't do, you know, the certain behaviors, everybody has their quirks. So it's
yeah.
like your day is just off.
Yeah.
If you don't do it just right. So, you know, it's trying to let go with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I have had a struggle with Netflix recently. Like, I haven't even watched it, but there's a real battle. Like, when I grab the iPad, I want to turn it on and just relax, supposedly. But then I'm reminded, like, I want my heart to be full. And right now I'm tired. So he asked me to have rest in him. And so instead of turning on, you know, some of the things that are not
the
even
guilty
bad.
Pleasure.
They're not even bad at all. They're I'm not saying they're bad. It's just something that I just recently sensed. But, you know, the Lord is so good in that, that in BSF we're studying the book of John. Mm-hmm. So he led me to John, the Gospel of John on Netflix or wherever it was. And I was so happy because I turned it on and it was just reading the Gospel of John. And I was doing my BSF homework and it was reading it and it was beautiful and the pictures. And I didn't even get distracted like I would have if I would turn
something else on.
Yes. All right,
we're going to have to find that.
It's called the Gospel of John and I really was excited about it. So anyway, even in those times of struggle, the Lord uses those times. You know, he told people, even in the Word of God, I just want to know where your heart is. And I want my heart to be completely devoted to him. So sometimes, even in the struggles, he gives us grace and says, it's okay. You know, I'm still here with you. So, yeah.
Well, do you have any encouragement, speaking of our struggles, any encouragement for any women out there who are struggling to get into the Word or who are feeling like they're in a dry season and they just really don't know what to do?
I would just, take the time maybe to, connect with somebody. If that's, how you relate or get an interaction better, or if it's reading, mm-hmm. Pick up that encouraging book, or I know I saw a post recently on If Village mm-hmm. yesterday, and a lady was talking about a situation that she's going through with a niece and nephew that were put into foster care because of her brother's, the father's situation. She said, I've been praying so long about this that I feel I'm really dry. Mm-hmm. So she would say, she's mentioned at the end of this few paragraphs, mm-hmm. If you've read this far, mm-hmm. just, say a word of prayer for me, something that might encourage me or, to relieve this dryness.
Right.
So I think that's a great idea, to reach out for help, because I don't think that we do reach out for help
enough
because we're too worried, what people are going to think. So it was just like I was surprised after our If Pray mm-hmm. gathering. I had, left for the evening, and then I got this text from another member mm-hmm. and saying, would you pray over this situation in my life?
Yes.
And I was, completely surprised by what she asked me to pray for, because mm-hmm. if you had asked me, I never would have said that this person would have been in this situation.
Right.
I would have been really surprised.
Right.
So it's just, you just don't know what other people are going through mm-hmm. from the outside, because I think we're so good at hiding because we've been taught, we need to be successful. You're measured by this or you're measured by that. Mm-hmm. And, if we show any cracks, you don't measure up.
Right. But
so to reach out, because I know, when I was married, and I was married to an alcoholic, and going through that, and one night, and I don't even know why, it was 11 o'clock at night, and I just called my parents and said, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And it wasn't, that night was not any different than any other night.
Right.
We've been having. So, but obviously something finally clicked or whatever, that said, something's got to change.
Right.
So, it's just...
Yeah, reaching out is definitely really important.
If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that you can reach out to us.
Please do.
We're always available to talk about what's going on in your heart and what the Lord is doing, what's happening in your life. Especially, we love to encourage you in times that are rough or are dry, and you don't have to feel ashamed for being in one of those times. They're normal parts of being a Christian.
And I love Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Because we can do that without even living close by.
Mm-hmm.
But as the Lord puts stuff in our heart, we pray for him to give us wisdom as to what to post, because we want people to be encouraged. And so on there, please, send something to us and let us know I don't know, send us a direct message, a personal message, whatever you need, and we'll definitely connect with you that way.
So you guys have mentioned a few different things about IF, but I'd love for you guys maybe to just, for anybody who's listening who doesn't know about IF or is not familiar with that, just could you maybe describe what your typical gathering for IF Dayton looks like?
Sure. So IF Dayton, we get together once a month, usually have dinner. So we, you know, everybody brings stuff, you know, to help with that. And then we just sit around, you know, at tables and, you know, talk to each other about what's going on in our lives. Usually we download some, like, 4 questions from the leadership, which is created by Jenny Allen. So then we discuss those questions, and it's so funny because Daisy will go around and move questions around and think, I think this is an appropriate question for you.
And it's
really applicable too.
And sometimes I don't even know, right? Like, sometimes I just set them down and the first person to pick that one up is like, oh my goodness, this is what's going on in my life right now. So God has really used that tool to give us purposeful conversations. Mm-hmm. We don't just chit chat. We really dig deep.
Directed.
Yeah. On purpose.
Correct. And so we've, you know, we've read books. We've read, I know Mindy mentioned The Just Courage by Gary Haugen, which was an excellent book. Kind of an eye-opening one in that was a section about being stuck at the visitor station.
Right.
In life.
Remember that. You should.
And so in this story, it was so him personally. Him and his brothers and his dad had gone on a hike, and it was up a really high mountain. And he said, you know, he felt, no, you know, I can't do this. And the dad, you know, the other older brothers set off because they were like all gung-ho, we're going to tackle this, we're going to do this. And he was hesitant, so dad stayed behind, tried to encourage him, you know, look, you know, I'm here with you, we can do this together. And he finally said, you know, no, I'm going to hang out here at the visitor center and I'm going to look at the displays and the little movies and whatever else they had. So the dad, you know, went up with the brothers. They made it up to the top. And so he was in the visitor center all day.
Right.
Well, of course, by the end of the day, he had seen everything multiple times. Yeah. He was a little bored with the visitor center when they got back. And of course, they got back. They were all pumped. They made it to the peak.
Yeah.
And all excited. And so the point was, you know, that kind of hit with me is, you know, that I've been kind of just stuck at the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been going through life and letting life happen to me instead of deciding where I want to go and having some purpose and direction and kind of wherever the wind, whatever circumstances came along, blew me. So I reacted to the circumstances instead of having the self-esteem and the strength to say, you know, wait a minute. Okay, this situation's not okay with me. I need to change direction.
And praise God that we don't have to make it up, right? We can, the word of God is what leads us to that purpose. But, and so we've read the IJM director's book or founder or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we also have done different studies, but right now we are finishing up the Nicene Creed. We've just gone through, you know, what do we believe about God? And as we read the Nicene Creed, we are connecting to the Word of God as to where did they get these pieces of information and pledges that we want to say about what we believe. And we have a big gathering normally every year. It's IF gathering, and this year is going to be February 4th. But we are just really excited about uniting women in Dayton and bringing them together for a time of just seeking the Lord together and focusing on, you know, who He is and what He's about. And so the Lord has just been so graceful to us as we sit around the table. He has led us to know each other deeper, and then absolutely no questions asked. We know Him deeper because of what He's doing in each other's lives. And that's been so encouraging to me.
It has always seemed like a really good entry point to me for women who are craving that community and wanting to get to know the Lord, but they don't really know where to start. They might be scared to like jump into like a BSF or some kind of more intimidating Bible study. But like IF gets at the heart in the way that you are focused in your
conversations, but it's also just I feel like a really comfortable place. So if you're out there listening and you are looking for a place like that where women will welcome you with open arms, they'll also, you know, challenge you in a loving way, I think IF is a great place for that. So plug for IF.
Would love to have you. So that's, you know, kind of how I got started on IF was another lady at church, Kendra Eifert, recommended the online site to me. So I got on and started doing it that way. And it was a great fit for me with some of my time restraints as a single mom. It fit well because I could make it fit into my day. It's not a really involved, like their studies, when they do their studies online, like they go Monday through Friday, and then so they have a scripture section you read, and then they ask you three questions. You know, if you believe this is true, what does it say about God, what does it say about you, and what does it say about the world?
Right. Is that the one that's on the app?
Yes, there's an app.
Okay.
And it's also online. It's called IF Equip. Okay. So for sure.
That so really they do that, and then they have a short little 2-minute video with some of the IF leaders discussing that day's section. So I think it's just an easy way, depending on how your schedule is, that it's something easy to fit in.
Right, and it's got a lot of meat, you know, because we're not just studying things, whatever, or something that's super positive. It's like, this is the Word of God, and if it's true, then what are you going to do about it?
And I've done different studies. Like at Christmas time, they have an Advent study. So it's just like a short 4-week session during that time. We've done a study about 8 women of the Old Testament, which was really great. So, yeah, it, you know, the studies change, but that's, you know, it's an easy structure. And I think in the connections, you know, again, those godly connections that things happen. I had made a comment to somebody one day, and then we ended up emailing each other personally. Then I found out this lady lives in North Dayton.
Oh, cool.
You know, out of all the people, because the people on there from everywhere.
It's my neck of the woods.
So, and then it ended up, you know, we were just talking back and forth. And then at a previous job I had, I was placed next to somebody else who's very, you know, Christian oriented, that loved to read. So I had picked up or heard about Mark Batterson, the Circle Maker. And then they had this study guide, prayer challenge that went along with it. But when I was starting the prayer challenge, the first thing on the when I opened the page was, don't do this alone. Okay, so now I got to find...
That sounds like something Jillian would say if she wrote a study.
Some, you know, people. So it ended up my coworker and then the lady I met online... We did it together.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
So, you know, just working through that and just the connections, you know, with meeting you here and then the exposure to Dayton women in the Word.
Right.
And then so I did the Galatians study this past summer with Julie Swain.
Yeah.
And then so then it's funny because
Now you have an added member.
So it ended up Julie had a dog, Abby, who... great dog,
that's right.
But with her situation and where she is at, the dog was just kind of a little too much for them at the time. So don't even ask me why. I spoke up and said, sure, bring her over. You know, so Abby is now, you know, a loving part of our family. Crazy. I thought I lost my mind at first and questioned, why did I do this? Until our dog, we have a, Luke will be 3 years old. He's a golden retriever. So we had Luke from a puppy. So, you know, he's always kind of been there. So now we had this new dog to the mix. And they kind of had to figure out their relationship with each other. So it was crazy at first.
That's fine.
So, God connects things up.
But, yeah, it's just funny the way things, you know, happen and work out. So
I want to go back just a second. You mentioned the IF Advent study. And I just wanted to... mention if anybody was thinking, oh, Advent's coming up, Advent's in a week or whatever, because it is. We just posted a blog about Advent resources, studies you can go through with your family, with your friends, on your own. So if you're looking for Advent resources, there's still time to order things like that now.
Yes,
it's not too
it.
Late. So we'll link to that post for you guys to be able to find some. some Advent stuff to study together as we're coming up toward Christmas. I want to ask you just before we close, if there's anything that you're learning right now in the Word that you wanted to share with our listeners.
I would just say, no matter where you're at, or if you feel like, you don't belong, or, that nobody cares, I would just say, and I know you've got to start somewhere, but that, God does care about you. He knows where you're at. And even though you don't always understand, and circumstances are hard and a struggle, and you want to cry out, just to keep going, every day, I had heard once, every day is, fresh with no mistakes in it,
right?
So just to get up and just keep going,
right.
Whether, you necessarily feel like it or not, but it, if you keep going, you'll get through it.
Right.
And
I think the Word of God, when you open it up in the morning, will definitely put that wind in your sails, right? You'll definitely see, He does love me. He sent His only Son for me, not just for the whole world, but for me, right? So
the Word gives us strength and courage, and God says that it's our life. His words are our very life. So it makes sense that we would get our encouragement and our strength from that. Before we go, you have a little stack of books with you that I wanted to tell you what you brought.
I was laughing when I listened to Mindy's podcast because Mindy said, "Oh, she's not a reader and she could dust off her books." And
yeah,
I'm like, I was laughing. I'm like, if I could have it, I would have like a whole library. I could have a whole resource center of my own, because
maybe
I love
that's
to read.
Something that's
so,
coming up in your life.
So
one day.
Definitely. So just. Some recent books I read The Third Chair, Implementing Lasting Change by Joe Phillips, and it was great because he actually came and spoke at our church recently.
Oh, cool.
I don't think you weren't there.
I was
Sunday.
At work, yeah.
But just
story of my life.
Talking about looking at the steps you go through to making change in your life, and so each chapter like highlights is a chair, and talking about, really diagnosing what's going on in your life. What's the real issue? Is it a real issue?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds like this in my house.
talking about dreaming and then dialogue and direction, discipline, and then, moving ahead. But really the third chair is the decision, and that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of set that till last,
mm-hmm.
is the decision, actually making the changes that you want to make, for where you want to go. And then I just started reading Uninvited by Lisa Turkhurst.
Yes.
I've read some excellent other books for her.
Just finished The Best, rocked my life. Yeah.
That's a great one.
So, this one, and she's so honest about, where she started. And she came from, basically, an abusive household.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad ended up leaving them. And then with all of the feelings of unworthiness,
mm-hmm.
That came with that. But just, really insightful phrases. Let's see.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things.
And again, about assigning things to yourselves.
Right.
Or to other people, you're thinking, oh, this other person thinks this of me, when that person's probably not thinking of you at all, but you're placing things on them and, making that molehill into a mountain when it's really not.
Yeah. So maybe I know now where to get my resources from.
Right. So
if
just,
I was looking for a book, I should call Donna.
One thing that she highlights, in considering three core questions she asks in her book. Is God good? Is God good to me? And do I trust God to be God?
Right.
Yeah.
Those are great everyday questions.
Joe Phillips, one of the phrases that stuck with me is that he said, God is big enough to make me big enough.
Right.
So
I love that.
But yeah, it's just
Thanks for sharing encouraging those resources with us. If you guys want to get in touch with Donna, you can contact us through our website. We can get you connected with her, or you can connect with her through IF as well. If you need a book recommendation, or yes. Or you know, she's hanging out with Daisy every month at IF, so you can meet her there and chat with her there. But Donna, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
It's been a joy to get your perspective on life and on the Word, and just appreciate you being vulnerable to come on and talk with us about things that sometimes are feel personal and we don't really dig into too deeply, but you're used to digging deep with it, so you are a pro. We're really glad that you came on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Thank you. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your holiday. Bye-bye.
Bye.